Today we're going to be looking at a story from the Gospel of, not Ephesians. Today we'll be looking at a story from the Gospel of John. And I just happened to look up as I was getting ready to say it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a new gospel to me. It's a story that I think you're familiar with. It's from the sixth chapter, but we're going to look at it, and there's some interesting things here. So listen to these words from John chapter 6. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and he saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will that go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they had intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. An absolutely incredible story. But I want to give you some more details that we think are proper, even though they're not stated here. Some of the other gospels give us some of those details. And the details that are here is it says there's 5,000 men. There are probably also women and children there. In their day and age, they only counted the men. The women and the children did not get counted in a census. So there may be as many as 10, 12, 13,000 people here as this gets ready to happen. So let's say it's just 12,000 people. Gosh, what would it be like for us today if we had 12,000 people here? Wouldn't it be incredible? They'd be standing everywhere. They'd be outside. We'd have to open up the windows so that people could hear. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Do the windows even open up in here? They may open up, but I know that there's protective sheath on the outside of all the windows to protect them. So even if we could open the windows, the sound wouldn't get out. But see, here's what I want you to see. It says that Jesus is along with the disciples and he climbs up upon a mountainside, and there he sits along with all of the disciples and with this 12,000 other people. And he teaches them, and he preaches to them, and he shares with them about what the kingdom of God is like. And all of a sudden, he looks over at Philip, and he says, "You know, what are we going to do?" And Philip's well aware of what Jesus is talking about, because he just comes right out and says, you know, Lord, even if we had half a year's wages right now, it would not be enough for everybody to get a little taste. This wouldn't be enough. You see, Philip is very aware of what needs to happen. He is very aware of the potential of ministry that can happen. But he doesn't really understand the resources that they have. But he's aware of what needs to happen. And really, Philip wants to say, look, you need to send these people away. You need to send them off so they can get something to eat, because we really don't have any means or any ways to do this. Oh, thank God for Andrew, though. Thank God for Andrew, because see, Andrew's been going around. Did you bring lunch with you? How about you? Did you bring lunch today? Did you bring some lunch today for all these people? Did you bring lunch? No. You know what I think Andrew's excited about? Andrew's excited about getting his own lunch. Andrew realizes that, we're here and I don't have any lunch. And he finds this little young man that's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You brought him with you today, didn't you? No. Oh. You see, Andrew has found a little young man that's probably got way too much for him to eat by himself. And Andrew knows where he's getting his lunch today. You see, Andrew's aware of the resources that they have. And he knows how far those resources will go. He knows that little kid's probably going to get a little piece of something, and he's going to get the rest. He's having fish sandwiches for lunch. I'm not sure there's anything to go on those sandwiches, just fish and bread. But I guess in a pinch, that's okay, huh? So Andrew knows where he's going to find what's going on. You see, here's what I wonder. Are we aware of the ministry that can happen around us? You see, Philip was aware of the ministry around him. Are we aware of the ministry that can happen around us? Do we know the potential, and do we know how that's... what needs to be done? You see, Philip knew what needed to be done. He knew the people needed to be fed. He knew that they needed to find the materials to do that. He also knew that we just don't have it. And Lord, it's going to cost way more than what we've got. Now, the second thing that we've got to be aware of, though, just as Andrew was, we need to be knowledgeable about our available resources. We need to be knowledgeable about our available resources. You see, Andrew knew exactly where the resources were for his lunch. That's what I believe. Why else is Andrew going around taking a poll of who brought their lunch? I don't think he's taking a poll of who brought their lunch so that he can find out how we're going to feed everybody. I have a feeling that Andrew was hungry. And Andrew somehow, some way, was going to talk to this little boy and say, you're going to give me part of your lunch. Oh, please give me part of your lunch, is what Andrew was going to say, right? You see, we need to be knowledgeable about the available resources that we have. Because sometimes we can see the ministry and we say it's way too big. It's way too much. We can't get it done. And then sometimes we look at our resources and we go, we don't have enough resources to do the job. Whether that's money, whether that's talent, whether that's skills, whether that's ability, whether it's property, sometimes we just say we can't do it. Because we got resources, but our resources are not enough when we look at the problem. When we look at the ministry that needs to be done, Lord, we don't have the resources. So we do what we can to try to drum up some more resources, don't we? You know, I think there's another way to look at this. I really do. I think there's another way to look at this. Because we look at the potential for ministry and we look at the available resources that we have and we decide that it's not going to work. So we just do what we've always been doing. And we hope that we get by. But that's not what Jesus had a plan for that day. He had a plan already when he asked Philip, what are we going to do? Do you hear that in the part in the scripture? Jesus didn't ask Philip to find out if Philip knew what to do. Jesus asked Philip to find out if Philip understood what was about ready to happen. And Philip didn't. And Andrew didn't either. And you see, Jesus takes that little bit of offering, those five loaves and the two fish, and he offers them up and gives thanks for them. And I want you to notice what happens. It does not say that the disciples went about passing all this stuff out. It says that Jesus himself went to 12,000 people and gave everybody some bread and gave everybody some fish. He went to all 12,000 and did this, passing out from this young man's lunch. You know what? I'm glad that that young man's got a good Jewish mother. Made sure he had a lunch for that day. We probably wouldn't have this story if his mother didn't make sure, oh, you're going to go see Jesus here, take this in case you get hungry today. Because it doesn't appear as though anybody else brought a lunch with them. They were more concerned about seeing the signs from Jesus. Jesus walks around passing all this out. And what does he tell them next? He looks at the disciples and he says, you know, I think everybody's gotten enough. Everybody's gotten a piece. Everybody's had more than enough. Can you please go around and pick up everything that's left over? How many baskets did they pick up? How many disciples were there? Huh. What would it be like right now if you're one of those disciples? Walking around. You know what Jesus started with? Probably five pieces of pita bread and two fish. Two dried fish, maybe salted fish. That doesn't sound appetizing to me, but I grew up on fish, so I'm not a big fan of fish. When I tell my wife, let's go out and get some fish, she's like, yep, let's go do it. Don't make him wait a day, because if I wait a day, I'm going to decide, no, I don't want fish. Fish was cheap where I grew up, coming off the bay. We had fish all the time. Especially had those canned fish. You ever seen them canned fish? Them salmon? And my mom loved to make salmon cakes. Guess what I hate? And my mom, just for your information, my mom never picked the bones out of it. We ate it bones and all. And there ain't enough ketchup in the world to cover that up and make it taste good. Amen. First church that Deanne and I went to, they pounded us. Some of you old folks may know what that means. It's a new pastor comes in and they give them a pound of everything. You know, pound of flour and a pound of sugar and a pound of this. First church we went to, they pounded us and they brought us a can of salmon along with everything else. And I looked at my wife and I said, if you open this in this house, I will get a divorce. When the Boy Scouts come around collecting canned goods, this is the first thing that goes in their bag. You see, think about this though. The disciples are walking around with baskets and they're picking up much more than what Jesus started with. From their small and meager resources that were available, they are able to feed the whole crowd and have leftovers. Think about that. And they visually get to look at these leftovers that are coming in. You see, instead of Jesus saying, here's the available ministry that's going on, here's the available resources that are going on, and we just don't have the resources to do the ministry, Jesus said, yes, we do. And they ended up with so much more than they started with. You know, we should be a whole lot more confident about what God can do with our resources. Amen? We should be a whole lot more confident about what God can do with our resources. I'll still never forget my time at one church in Kenya, and this was offending to me. Happened right in the middle of the worship service, and I couldn't believe they were doing it. I saw people come in with all kinds of goods. Bags full of vegetables, bags full of fruit, bags full of different kinds of things, and they were bringing it into worship service. And here's what I thought. That's one of the ways that they pay their pastor. Because these people didn't have a lot of money. And one of the ways that they take care of their pastor is bringing the pastor food. But right in the middle of the worship service, they brought out another podium, and they set it right in the center, and they had an auction. And started auctioning off all these bags of fruit and vegetables, and it was just a fun time, and people were laughing and joking, and they just enjoyed it. And I'm sitting there going, what are these people doing? I mean, could you imagine if we did that right now? I'd probably get run out of the church if we started having an auction right now, wouldn't we? I talked to one of the deacons after the service, and I said, you know, that would never fly in America. Never. Why do you guys do it? And you know what he shared with me? He said, some of these people have no money, and they can't support the church financially in any way. He said, they bring in their extra vegetables and extra fruit, and we have an auction during the worship service. And the people that buy those things make sure that it is purchased for more than it would sell for in the marketplace. And the money goes to the church. He says that way those people that have no money feel a part of the offering that's taken up to take care of the church. And they told me about this one lady when they were building the building that all she had was a puppy. Please don't bring puppies in this week. They auctioned that puppy off for more money than any individual gave in the church. And that lady felt such a big part of what was given. The point of sharing the story with you is sometimes we have resources, but we don't really recognize what God can do with the resources that we have. And God can do so much more with the resources, and I'm wondering, when are we going to have that kind of confidence with the resources that we have that we see that it's no problem to do every bit of ministry that needs to be done? And see, that's what happened here. And there were resources left over. So one of the ideas that I came up with this week is that maybe we need to start planning for leftovers. Not wondering about whether we got enough. Maybe we should just start planning for leftovers. Not spending the time going, do we really have enough to do what needs to be done? Let's offer up to God what we have, how we can, in the ways that we can, and let's just trust God to multiply that incredibly so that we got leftovers. Would that change our perspective on how we do ministry? I think so. Instead of sitting back and going, well, as soon as we get enough collected, as soon as we got enough people that will volunteer, as soon as we got enough people that will step up and step forward, we'll start doing ministry. Jesus said, no, let's just bless what we got and let's do ministry. And oh, by the way, collect up all the leftovers so that nothing goes to waste. Isn't that a completely different way of thinking about things? I think it is. Because we're taught, no. You got to make sure you got the resources before you do this. I mean, what did Deanne and I teach our kids as they were growing up? You want this, you've got to have this much to get it. And you got to show this kind of responsibility, and you got to do this. What if as the church, we just say, let's do ministry and watch how God blesses. And we'll assign some of you all to collect up the leftovers. And then who knows what we're going to do with the leftovers and how that might be blessed to continue to go out further and further and further. Isn't that a different way to look at things? So I ask you this. Can we take a step forward knowing our little will become more plus leftovers? Can we take a step forward knowing that our little will become more plus leftovers? Can we do it? Are you ready? Because I'm convinced we've already got all the resources we need to minister to this community that God has placed us in. It's a matter now of offering up those resources and watching what God does with them. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes we see way too little. Sometimes we don't look and notice things the way that you want us to. It may be easy to say, yes, in this case, with 5 loaves and 2 fish, it was the Lord that was serving them. But the truth, Lord, is you work through us as we offer up our resources. It's your work. It's not ours. It's what you want in reaching this community for Jesus Christ. It's what you want to do through us. So, Lord, we want now to just experience leftovers. We want to do what seems to be impossible. And we want to offer up what little you've entrusted us with for your kingdom's use, so that we might see it multiply, that we might see leftovers and ministry being done. Lord, guide us and help us to know if we need to let go of some resources that your kingdom might grow. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.